Good evening. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Customer Service. My name is Donna. Cherry, how can I help you?
Hey, Donna. So I am a part of the Eagle Moss Ecto 1 build. I can give you my account number when you're ready.
Okay, just one moment. I'll be more than happy to. Okay, go right ahead.
It is 3191-7900-001.
Okay. All right, let's see. And can I get your name and address?
It is Devin Dion at 4936 Credit Creek Drive. Do you need more than that, or is that suffice?
The city and state.
Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127.
All right, thank you very much. And I do see it is on the Ghostbusters Echo build-up. And let's see. And I do see you started with us in October of 2019. And how can I help you on this?
So I received an email on the 6th of December that a shipment was sent out. I called on January 9th because that shipment was never received. And it is now the current date. And yet, still, it has not been sent out. I was told when I called on the 9th, a second shipment was sent. I never received an email as far as, you know, the shipping confirmation or what the status of that is. And it's very frustrating, you know, at this point now, 2 months in, to have no idea what's going on. So I'm looking for something.
All right. Just one moment. Let me take a look and see. I'll be right back with you. It's coming up. Just 1 second, though.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just looking at the...
And I don't know if you now, guys have notes. Is there anything that notates that someone on the 9th spoke with me and had this shipped out again? Because I never got any email confirming this, so it kind of feels like, I don't know if they gave me lip service and ignored that, or what.
Right, and let's see. I'm looking at the... Just one moment. I'm looking back at the information, so just bear with me for one moment. Okay, so yes. Now, the one that was reshipped out to you that looks like... by the tracking number, it says it was delivered on January the 23rd. Let's see. I'm just double-checking something as well. Just 1 second.
Sure.
Did you receive issues 46, 43 through 46?
Yes. So what I'm speaking on is issues 39 through 42, which should have been shipped all the way back in December. So right now,
I see that.
Packages get lapped.
Okay. Now let me see. And I will also, I'll let you know something else in just a moment. Let's see. Let me check on the reshipment. Okay, just one moment. I'm looking at another area.
Sure.
It does look like it was, yes, I mean, they did note it, I meant. And, it looks like that the warehouse is actually working on it, like it's in process.
Okay.
Okay. Now they, let's see, had some delays the first 2 weeks due to inventory at the warehouse. I'll see if I can't get that escalated.
So at this point, I'm looking to have either my money received back until this product can be shipped, or this situation escalated to a point of, you know, I understand that this is not by means anything that you have done or faulted at, but I paid for a product, you know, almost 2 months ago. My money has been taken, and I have not received anything, nor any communication, and I've already had to call, you know, several weeks ago. So it is frustrating. Again, not to your fault. So is there any way you can assist me with that?
Well, I am escalating it, so just give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I have got that escalated so I can have someone reach out to you concerning this. Okay.
Okay, is that a supervisor? Is that by
yes.
Call or is that by email?
It
Do
will
I have
a
name of the individual that I can be looking forward to speaking with?
No, so I can't give you a specific which supervisor, but I am getting it escalated over, and one of them will be reaching back out to you by, they'll reach out to you by both phone or and email.
Well, I appreciate your help. It is frustrating. Again, I understand that's not anything that you have control over, but I would like to provide that feedback that this is incredibly unprofessional, that dealing with a service like yours, not you specifically, but Eagle Moss in general, is just unacceptable. And I hope you take that feedback and you can pass that along to whomever your supervisors are, because this is unacceptable to take almost $50 American for 2 months without providing any product or communication, and that I have to follow up now twice. And I don't even have a conclusive outcome at this point, that I will be contacted later, is unacceptable. And again, I don't fault you for that. However, I hope that you take that feedback and can pass that on.
Yes, all calls are recorded and they do listen to them. But I do want to make sure that you are aware now. I do have it noted that on the issue 47 through 50, it is out of stock.
Well, that isn't exactly good news. That just makes me want to.
I understand that.
And this contract anymore, but I appreciate you at least giving
me.
Well,
we don't want
up.
You to do that, and we do apologize about the, you know.
No, I know
inconvenience
it's
that you
had. I understand it's nothing that you're controlling at all. It is very just frustrating for a consumer, and the experience that I have had is just frustrating. But again, I understand that's nothing to do with you, but I hope some of that feedback is received.
Yes, sir. It has been, and they will be getting back in contact with you concerning it. And so, is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, ma'am. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right. I do.